Unfortunately, many people live mediocre lives. They live good lives. Look back on your life, 80, 90 years old. It was good. I had family. I had a job. I went on vacation. It was a good life. When the pasuk tells us, "Re'eh Anochi nosein lefnechem hayom barachah kala," the sforno suggests what Hashem is telling us is, "Re'eh, look around. Look around the world and see how many people live lives, mediocre lives. But you, as Jews, have a choice." You have a choice to live a life of bracha, which is not mediocre. Living a life of bracha is one extreme of greatness, of looking to be better constantly. Or, unfortunately, the opposite, klala, the other extreme. But as a Jew, we have bechir chafshis, and we have that choice to say, do I want to be great in this world and push myself as much as I can, or, unfortunately, go in the other direction. But as Jews, we should not be living in the middle. We should not be living mediocre lives. We need to make that choice. Are we going to dedicate our lives to pushing ourselves? Hopefully we are. Pushing ourselves, moving forward, always trying to think of new projects, new things to take on, so we can make the best of our lives and receive that bracha. And hopefully not the other end of klala. So we should think about this constantly to make sure that in every stage, every juncture, now people are ending summer programs, moving on to the next school year. Try to think, you know, now I'm entering yeshiva, entering the next school year. What can I do to continue to push myself to make sure that I strive for excellence?